Hi, my name is Madeline from Mr. Coley's class, and I am your host, and welcome to our 8th Coley cast. Today's topic is all about weather, with Mitchell covering atmosphere and Brittany doing the water cycle, Haley doing states of matter, Austin doing changes of state, Jonathan covering temperature, and Preston and Michaela to tell you some jokes about weather, and I hope you enjoy our segment.
Hi, my name is Mitchell. Today I'm going to talk about the atmosphere and the layers of atmosphere. Atmosphere is the layers of gases surrounding the Earth. The first layer is called the troposphere. The troposphere is 10 miles up from the ground. You would see mountains, clouds, birds, airplanes, people, and buildings. The second layer of atmosphere is called the stratosphere. It is 30 miles up. You would not see anything because the air is thinning. The third layer of atmosphere is called the mesosphere. It is 50 miles up. You can't see anything because the air is really thin. The last layer of atmosphere is called the thermosphere. It is 420 miles up. The only thing you will see is satellites. That's all the layers of the atmosphere, and now here's Brittany telling us about the water cycle.
Hello, this is Brittany with the water cycle. I'm going to tell you all about the water cycle. There are four important words I'm going to talk about. Let's get started. The first step is evaporation. Evaporation is a liquid changing into a gas when it heats up. There is also something called condensation. Did you know that condensation is a gas changing to a liquid when it cools down? After condensation is something called precipitation. That is where water falls from the sky. The final step in the water cycle is transpiration. Transpiration is where plants sweat out water into the atmosphere. All the water that is here right now has been here for millions and millions of years. That is all, and thank you for listening to my broadcast on the water cycle. Here is Haley with the States of Matter.
Hi, I'm Haley, and I'll be telling you about the three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas. The first state of matter I will be talking about is solid. A solid is the lowest energy state, and the atoms are very close together. The atoms are barely moving, and it kind of reminds you of being in a sleeping bag. You don't have any room to move around. The second state of matter I'll be talking about will be liquid. Liquid is the medium energy state, and the atoms are not as close together, so the atoms are moving at a medium rate. It reminds you of a bed. You have a little bit of room to move around. Finally, we move on to gas. Gas is the highest energy state, and atoms are very far apart. The atoms in a gas are moving very fast, it reminds you of sleeping on the floor. You have plenty of room to move around. Bye, I hope you enjoyed our broadcast.
Hi, my name is Preston. I'm going to tell you a few weather jokes. What happens when it rains cats and dogs? You have to make sure you don't step in a poodle. Why did the woman walk outside with her purse open? Because she thought there was going to be a change in the weather. Now Michaela's going to tell you a few jokes.
Thank you, Preston. Okay, now it's my turn. What did one lightning bolt say to the other? You're shocking. What do you call it when it rains chickens and ducks? Foul weather.
Thank you, Michaela. Hi, my name is Austin, and I'll be telling you about changes of states of matter. In this segment, we will be telling you about melting, freezing, evaporation, and condensation. We're also going to be learning about solid water, heat, liquid water, and water vapor, which is gas. For example, if you take solid water and add heat, you'll get liquid water, which is melting. If you add liquid water to heat, you'll get water vapor, which is gas. If you get water vapor and if you take away heat, you'll get liquid water, which is condensation. Liquid water take away heat, you will get solid water, like ice, which is freezing. That's all we have about changes of states. Now here's Jonathan about temperature.
Thank you, Austin. Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm going to tell you all about temperature. The meaning of temperature is the measure of how fast the atoms of the substance are moving. The faster the atoms are moving, the higher the temperature goes. Have you ever been in a jacuzzi when the jets are on? When the particles move faster, the temperature gets hotter. So the slower the particles move, the colder it gets. Like an example, solid, liquid, and gas. The solid is the lowest energy state. The liquid is the middle, and the energy is the middle energy state, and the gas is the highest energy state.